Those mishpachas that they're going to cry, they're going to say a spadim, each mishpacha by itself, mishpachas levad, mishpachas beis David levad, to mishpachas from beis David by itself, or nishayim levad. And the women will be there by themselves. And even b'shas hesped, when they're giving a hesped on the mace, still they'll be separate, the men and the ladies. Is Amru, so we said from here, v'haloi dvorim kal v'chayim. There's a kal v'chayim here involved, about by the simchas beis ha'shareva, that they should be separate, the men and the ladies. Umah lost love. This pasuk is talking about, we'll soon see, the hesped that will be set in Mr. Shem by the Mashiach ben Yosef. They'll be in saying a hesped when he's mace, when he died. And at that time, when you're saying a hesped, the yetzara doesn't get to you, like you feel bad. There's not a time to think about znus. Omru Torah. Still, the Torah says, the pasuk says, Anoshim levad, v'noshim levad. The men should be separate, and the ladies should be separate. Achshav, so now, b'shas, we have the simchas beis ha'shoeva, she'asukin b'simcha, that we're being oisik now in a simcha, in happiness. We're singing, we're dancing, we're happy. V'yetzohara sherlut b'hem. When a person is happiness and simcha, the yetzohara could get to him at this time. Is alachas kama v'kama, isn't it for sure, that you have to have separate. Like the men have to be separate and the ladies have to be separate. So from this pasuk we come to Darshan, we know that in the Beis Hamikdash there has to be a special Ezras Noshim on top they should build. That's where the ladies will be, and the men will be downstairs, that they should not be together. So Mora says now, Hespeda Mayavidite. Which type of the Hesped are we talking about right now? This pasuk in Zechariah, on which Hesped, who is Mace, that he's talking about? So Mora says, Pligi Bo Rabbi Doisiv Rabbonin. It's a machlokes Rabbi Doisi and the Rabbonim. Chadoma, one says, Al Moshiach ben Yosef. This is talking about the hesped that a mitzvah Shem will be said on the Moshiach ben Yosef. Sheneirav, that he's going to be killed. He's going to be killed during this, the Mechomis, the Mechoma Gog u'Magog. That's when Moshiach ben Yosef will be killed. And then will come Moshiach ben David, will come the Moshiach that will be Loilam. Now, Vechadoma, another man Yomis says, Al Yetzohoro. It's talking about the hesped they're going to give him, or lost a love on the Yetz Hara. Shenera, that's going to be killed. So Gemara says, Pishleim Laman Diyama, it's good I understand according to the Man Diyama, that Al Mashiach ben Yosef, the Shenerag, that the Pasuk is talking about the hesped that will be said about the Mashiach ben Yosef, Hainu Dechsev, that's what the Pasuk says. Vehebitu Eli es Asher Dokru. Yeah, again, the pasuk says, "V'hibitu elai esa shedokoru v'softu olov kimispeid al hayochit." That's what the pasuk says. So the Gemara says, "So it's good that we're talking about now a hesped upon a yochid that was mace. Could be talking about the Mashiach ben Yosef. That's good." And this is the pasuk that says right after this pasuk of v'soft oros mishpachas levad. So it's very good that it's talking about the hesped on the Mashiach ben Yosef. But according to the Man D'Yoma, Al Yetzohara Shenera, that the pasuk is talking about, V'sof Doritz, it's talking about the Yetzohara that will be killed, lost at Lavoi, L'maisa Mashiach, there won't be the Yetzohara anymore. Hai has Speidoi, Boi Lemeved, Simcha Boi Lemeved. When they kill the Yetzohara, there's going to be a Hesped, people are going to cry. Fakert, there's going to be a Simcha, everybody's going to be happy. We killed out the Yetzohara. Everybody should be very happy right now. Is Amai Bochi? Why are they crying? So Gemara says, Kedidorish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. Like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi said, he dashed it like this, that lost it, love it, the Mitzvah Shem will become. Meviyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the Yetzora. V'yishoich HaToy B'fnei HaTzadikim. Or B'fnei HaRishoyim. He's going to kill it in front of the Tzadikim and in front of the Rishoyim. Tzadikim Nidmo Lehem Kahar Gavoya. For in front of a Tzadik, this Yetzora is going to look like a very, very big high mountain. And from in front of a Rosha, it's going to look like a small thread. That's like the Yetzirah is going to look in front of them. It's going to look like a small thread. In other words, like the Tzadikim are going to say, like they're going to cry, you know, like to think, how is it so possible that we could win over the Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah in the eyes of Tzadikim looks so great as if he's big as a mountain? Marshenkin, they'll be happy about that. That still they won over the Yetzirah. Marshenkin, the Rishonim are going to cry and say, like to us, the Yetzer looks like a small threat, and still we couldn't win over him. That's why the Rishonim are going to cry. Is halolu boichin, the Gemara says halolu boichin. Really, both of them are going to cry. Tzadikim boichin mastikim are going to cry. The Yomim are saying, heich yecholnu lich boish har gevoich ezeh. Like, how was it possible that we were able to win over this big Arusha, this big har? So they're crying, but really could be they're crying mach mesimcha. Or Rishoyim boichim yomim, the Rishoyim are crying and saying, heich lo yecholnu lich boish es chut hasar azeh. How come we couldn't win over this like small string, like the Yetzirah is like nothing really. They're going to see now the Yetzirah is nothing. How come they couldn't win over him? So they're going to cry for this. So Drashi, Tzadikim Boichim, why is Tzadikim going to cry? Shenizkorim B'tzarim Shehoyel Lehem Lichvay Sharosh Hazeh B'chayim. So Rashi learns they're really going to cry, Poshvi Kamashmo, because they're going to remember all the tremendous pain they had in order to win over the Yetzirah. So by the remembrance of the pain that Tzar they had, they're going to start crying. The Gemara says, V'yafa Kodesh Baruch Hu Teim Aleihim. Even a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to wonder, like upon the Rishoyim, how come they couldn't win over the Yetzirah. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem Tzavokos, Ki Yifla B'yenai, Sheir Yisom Hazem, V'yom HaMahim Gam B'yenai Yifla. Even in my eyes, even the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's also going to be a wonder, how come the Rishoyim cannot win over this Yetzirah. Omer Rabasi. Rabasi says like this: Yetzahara b'tchila doyim alachut shabuchya. When the Yetzahara first comes to a person, he's like a string of a buchya. Rashi says achvish, and it's a small string. He first comes to looks like a small person. Olipsayv doyim akavoyse fagola. But at the end, when you listen to him and you're moishik, you go after him, then he has you wrapped around like a very big, heavy string cord. Shenema the pasuk says, "Hoy moish chayovin bechav lehashavu va'avoy svagolo chotu." In other words, the Yetzer is moish takes after you that wanted to get you to listen to him a little bit. You become after him, you're drawn after him, and eventually you listen to him so much as if to say, "Has you tied up like a nice big heavy ropes." So the kids, you have to watch out from even the beginning, even though he comes very small and very simple. You have to watch out not to give in to him. Tana Rabbon says like this. Mashiach ben David, Shaosili Golis Bimher of Yemenu. The Mr. Shem with Mashiach ben David, who will come to us soon, is Oimele HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell him, Shal Mimenu Dover, you can ask me something, V'yeten L'cho, and I'll give it to you. Like, ask me if there's something that you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Mashiach ben David, he will give it to him. Shenem HaPosik says, Asapri Achoik, is Ani Hayim Yilaraticha, is Shal Mimeni V'yeten L'goyim Nachlasecha. Like, ask me something and I'll give it to you. Now, v'chivan shiro Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag, as soon as the Mashiach ben David saw that the Mashiach ben Yosef was killed in the Mechemes Gog u'Magog, is oimel ofon of Ribbono shel Olam, so the Mashiach ben David is going to say in front of Hashem, eini mevakesh mimcho el chayim, I'm only asking from you that you should give me life, I only want to have life. Is oimel ofon, HaKadosh Baruch will say back to him, chayim, ad shelo yomarto, Kvar his nabolecha. Even before you ask for it, I already said, like the nevuah, you're going to have it. His nabolecha double avicha to double your father shenemar. Chayim shol mimcha nosateloi. Like he's asking for life, and I will give it to you. But the Kodesh Baruch like granted that the Mashiach ben David, he's going to have life. He's not going to die. It's only the first Mashiach ben Yosef, he's going to die. But after that, when Mashiach ben David will come, he will stay. Dorash avira v'itayim Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Sheva sheimois yesh le Yetzirah. Seven names does the Yetzirah have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaira ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him ra. Shenema the Pasuk says, ki Yetzir lev adam ra menurav. That the Yetzirah means Yetzirah is bad when you're young. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Yetzirah ra, bad. Moshe kaira oral. Moshe called the Yetzirah with the name of an oral. Shenema the Pasuk says, Umaltem es olas lebarchem. Like, cut off the oral from your lay, from your heart, which means the Yetzirah. Like, don't let the Yetzirah come into you, cut him off. David Kara Tomei. David HaMelech called the Yetzirah Tomei. Shenemar Leiv Tor Borali Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me a Leiv Tor, a pure heart. Nechlal, it's a raya, we understand from this, the Ika Tomei, that there is another type of a lave, a heart, that's Tomei, and that is the Yetzirah. So he said that David HaMelech called the Yetzirah Tomei. Shlomai, Hashlomai Melech, Karo, Soine. He called him somebody he hates, a Soine. Shinema, Imrov, Sonecha, Hachilei Lechem. If the Soine makes you hungry, go eat bread. Trashi Yetzara, Rav, Vitoyav Laveira. If the Yetzara makes you hungry, he wants you to do an Aveira, Hachilei Lechem. Hachrichu, Bimachamtel, Shotera. Go learn Torah. That's the Yetzara to fight the Yetzara, Zach Rashi. The Pasuk says, Lechu, Lach, my Balachmi. Like, come and learn Torah. Like, really, the Gemara says in Kedushin that Barosi Yetzara, Barosi Torah, Tavlin Kenegdai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that created the Yetzara, he himself said that learning Torah, that's the Tavlin, that's the spice that will kill out the Yetzara from us. So if you see the Yetzara after you, go and learn Torah. Vaita. V'im Soma, if you get very thirsty, Ashkei Yomayim. Let him drink water. Same thing, Torah is also Nimshol Tamayim. Fighter ki gecholim atachoite aroshoi for Hashem yishalom lecho and Hashem will give it back to you. Trashi she sholem yitzrech imach viyavecha for yasiach olachtev levin menolim. That if you do this and you learn Torah, that's the way you make it. The Yetzer won't tell you to do the averus. So Gemara says al tikri yishalom lecho eli yashlimenu. He'll make you sholem peace nerds. Trashi yashlimenu lecho she sholem yitzrech imach viyavecha vayasiach olachtev. He'll make peace with the Yetzirah that he's not going to bother you anymore, and he'll be able to do just the mitzvah, do the avodas Hashem, and you won't have to do the chatoyim because of the Yetzirah. Yeshayo HaMelech called him Kara Michshel. He called the Yetzirah Michshel like a trap, a stumbling place, a stone. Shinam HaPasik says, Soilu Soilu Pono Derech, Harimu Michshel Miderech Ami. Take away the Michshel, this trap that's in the way of my people. That's the way he called the Yetzirah this Michshel. Yecheskel Korah Evan, he called him a stone. Shinema v'yasarti yeslev for Evan, mivsarchin. Take away this lave of Evan made out of stone, means the Yetzirah, from you, v'nasarti lechem lave boser. And I'll give you a lave boser. So he called the Yetzirah an Evan, a stone. Yoel Korah Tzafoni. Yoel called the Yetzirah Tzafoni, means a hidden thing. He's hiding from us. Shinema v'yatzat Tzafoni, the hidden thing, erchot melechem. I will take far away from you. And Hashem will take away the Yetzirah. Turn around. So Rabbon the Bright says like this. The Pasuk says, V'yasat Tzvayni Archik Melechem. I will take away from you the Yetzirah. Ze Yetzirah. She'et Sofon, that's hiding. V'yomid Belima Shalodim. Shalodim, he's hiding inside the heart of a person. V'yavichosav El Eres Tzir. The Pasuk says, now throw him away to a dried out land. Ushmama. That means, L'mokim Shein B'nayodim Mitzuyin Lezgaris Behen. I'm going to send the Yetzirah away to a dried out place, means that no people will be living there, so he won't be able to start up with anybody. As ponav el hayom, hakad, this is all the pasuk here in Yoel. As ponav el hayom hakad moni, that his face will be facing towards the yam, hakad moni, on the east side. That means shenosen einav b'migdash rishon, the Yetzirah put his eyes looking at the base of Migdash Arishayin, v'yach rivu, he caused that there should be a destruction of the base of Migdash. For horak Talmidei Chachamim Sheboi, and also the Talmidei Chachamim were also killed out at that time. V'soifoi, the end, the pasuk goes on, v'soifoi, the end of the Yetzirah, like, el hayom ha'achron, who look at the last yam. That means, shenosin eino b'migdash sheni, the Yetzirah also put his eyes upon the base of Migdash Hasheni. V'yach rivu, and he also caused it to be destroyed. For Horak Talmidei Chachamim Sheboi, and he also killed the Talmidei Chachamim that were there at that time. V'olah be'eshoi v'tal tzachnosoi, means he went up like an anger. Shemeniach umay so'ilam u'mizgarer b'sneinim shal Yisrael. He left. That means the Yetzirah doesn't bother the goyim, the yad u'mizhilam, but only like a saginor means the lashon only the Yisraelim. He starts off with the Yisraelim from Am Yisrael, Ben Yisrael. That's who the Yetzirah starts off with. Then the end of the pasuk says, "Ki higdo lasayis." He does a lot, like from the gedolim. Mizomer abayu v'tamidi chachomim yoisim ikulam. The Yetzirah starts off with the tamidi chachomim. He bothers them more than anybody else. Ki ho di abayu. Once happened a story with abayu. Shemaya lihu gavri. Heard a person, a man, tikoma lihi yisasom, that he told this lady. It was a man and a lady there. Mashma, they weren't married. Sam, a man and a lady. That knocked him v'nei zlobiyuchi. Heard the man tell the lady, come, let's travel, let's go down this road. Is Omar Sabaya said, Ezo, let me also go along, and after Shinami Yisur, if I'll see that one has nus together, I'll be there to stop them from having it. I'll save this man from having doing an Aveira. Is Ozo Basrayu. So the mice was Abaya followed them. Tolosa Pasoi Biagma. Three passes, a long journey in the swamps. Ki have a parsha miadodi. When it came to a time when the two of them, the man and the lady, separated, Shaminu de Kamri, Abaya heard it where they were saying like this, Orchen Rechika. It's a long journey. Vitzavsen Visimoi. But my company was very enjoyable. But vice versa, this man did not do anything with the lady. He was able to hold himself back because the Yetzara didn't get him. He didn't touch or do anything to the lady. So Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Iman de sani li heve loy heve motzi liyuk mi nafshe. It would be. So Rashi says, Imhoya soinei mesiyache de misha. Loy heve motzi uk mi nafshe. Milachto vilatz moho yoymi. What he meant to say, he was talking really about himself, Abaya. Like if this enemy would be with her, he cannot hold himself back. But Abaya really meant to say that he himself, if Abaya himself, would have been walking down the road with this lady, he himself couldn't have held himself back. And he really felt bad about it, like he saw the Yetzara would have gotten to him. Is Ozal Tlosa? Ozal, he went, Tola Navshe Bibura de Dosha, he was like on the threshing stone, the entrance to the house, on the outer stoop, and he felt very bad about it. Like he saw his Yetzara was so great, he thought that if he would have been alone with the lady, he couldn't have gone without doing anything with her. It is also Saba, so an old person came. Tony Le, and he learned to Abai, he learned like this. The Maimah Chazal is that Kol HaGodol Mechaveroi, whoever is greater than his friend, you should know, Yitzra Godol Hemenu. Your Yitzhar is greater than the other one. So, So Meila, this made Abai feel a little bit better. So this is the Yisoid, that the greater you are, the bigger of a Talmud Chochem you are, the more the Yetzer is there to bother you. So it's mashma, it's not only stand the fact that since you have a bigger Yetzer Toiv, so in order to outweigh the Yetzer Toiv, you have to have a bigger Yetzer also. It's not only like that. But the kid said the Yetzer Hara wants to get even, doesn't like, the more Avodas Hashem you do, the more the Yetzer is there to start up with you, to stop you. That's the Avod of the Yetzer. So therefore, the Yetzer Be'ikiv comes to bother Talmid Chachamim. And Masha from this Gemara, whenever the Gemara's time says the Yetzer, it goes on the Taiv of Znus. The Yetzer comes to Talmid Chachamim and makes them also have the Taiv of Znus, and therefore they have to watch themselves. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Yitzchoy Shalodah Misgaber Olo B'choyoyim. Everybody has the Yetzer that starts up with him, that fights with him every single day. Shenema the Pasuk says, Rak Ra Kol Hayoyim. The Yetzer is only bad all day long. The Yetzer is bad.